directed the office to ensure that you turn off your cell phones and all papers. Each director received notice of the board meeting. Public meeting notice, proper posting required in law. Director Mackey indicated that he would not be present for the meeting today. And at this time, I would like to turn over to Michael Ford.
Going a little bit out of order today, we want to make a special announcement that we're losing one of our management team members. Pat Gill is moving to Arizona, and we're going to miss Pat. She's been a wonderful part of our team, and we want to wish her Godspeed and thank her for everything that she's done. Thank you, Pat.
Set aside time to get to view the general public. Those of you who are interested in providing comments, here you can fill out on the card provided to guests, your name, and contact information on. We encourage you to speak your mind and tell us your thoughts. Be mindful, however, before we are chief members, please say anything. The board members will not deliberate or discuss issues that are not posted on the meeting notice. That's not our requirement of state law. Board is limited in its ability to participate in discussions on deliberation or debating and making feedback. The open meeting act authorizes the general body to give any public opportunity to speak public meetings and provide comment. However, board may not deliberate or act on any matter that is not being specifically posted on the agenda. In an effort to provide everyone an opportunity to speak, we request that each presentation be limited to 3 minutes. Our first speaker will be Mr. Mark Gibson.
I think this is tribute to the members.
Yes.
Thanks for giving me this opportunity. My name is Mark Woodward. I'm an architect of very minor talent, but I have the uncanny ability to look at a building and see that it's sick. So that's what this email that I'm distributing to the board members references back in 2008, and I'll let it speak for itself. If you haven't had a chance to walk around this place, I think this is 60-something plus years old. You might see what good shape this building is in. And if you want to go down the road just a little bit to McGregor, Texas, I own a building there. It was built in 1889. That makes it 124 years old, the original McGregor First National Bank building. So you can see that architects used to be able to build something that lasts more than 10 or 12 years. I'm coming before you first to tell you that you cannot believe what the public thinks about the actions of this board regarding that headquarters building over there and how it's been handled. That's all I'll say about that. Other than that's why there is such little confidence in any boards having to do with anything. I guess if I was, I don't know anybody that didn't take $1.7 million and turn it into $7.2 million. And that's kind of how the public looks at this. This is absolutely ridiculous what's happened to that building. And on a bigger stage than that is that it appears that you're not going to take any litigation against the architect or the contractor involved. And you probably have counsel that could give the history on the Educators Credit Union building on Highway 6. At the time, it was the largest mold-related personal injury settlement in the state of Texas. You might have them check the James Conley Technology Center out at TSTC. You might even have some friends over at St. Catherine's on Highway 6. You might want to go by there and look how that building has aged. The thing that these four buildings have in common is they're all done by the architect, RBER, Rasso, Bailey, Dudley, Rhodes. They did your building. And it's not like this is a first-time mistake. And I just hope that you people reconsider making somebody responsible for this other than the taxpayer. Thank you.
Thank you.